This is Jim Speary. It is March 9th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with a Marine here. Ma'am, please tell me your name.
Gunnery Sergeant Kendra Bowen.
And may I call you Ms. Bowen?
Sure.
How long have you been in the Marines?
10 years.
Now, where we are, is it proper to say, I think you own the flight line, is that correct?
I think we do, yes.
But you personally are kind of in charge of it all, and I watch your Marines work 24/7 and everything. Tell me how you ended up being involved in the aviation side of things.
I joined the Marine Corps in 98, and based off my ASVAB score, they decided I was going to be avionics on Harriers. I did 5 years of that, got out, came back in, and they put me with Hueys and Cobras.
And is this your first deployment?
This is not my first deployment. It's my first deployment to Afghanistan.
Where were you previously, ma'am?
I've been to Iraq 3 times and been on a couple of MUs.
Where in Iraq were you?
I have been in, let's see, the first place was Ali Asalim. The second place was Fallujah. And the third place was TQ in Al Asad.
I've been to all those places, just and enjoyed them all. I kind of like TQ the best, to be honest with you.
I agree completely.
Let's talk about this flight line here. Without going into too much detail, briefly explain to the audience what it is that you're in charge of here, because there's a lot of activity here. We see a lot of interesting aircraft, some Marine helicopters, some Army helicopters, some other kinds of helicopters. But what's your job, and what do you do to make it all run right?
My job specifically is once we get a call down from the tower, which is air traffic control, they let us know if our aircraft need to launch, at which point I alert the air crews, we get them to the aircraft, unsecure the aircraft, and make sure that everything is safely and effectively lifted out of here quickly.
And this is a very unique mission that you're kind of working in conjunction with the Army dust-off guys, as well as all your Marine aviators. How does that mesh? How does that work for you?
I never had worked with the Army up until this point, or the National Guard. I have a very newfound respect for them. I think that the way that they work in conjunction with us is just amazing, and the things that we can do together out here saves lives.
How does this particular deployment here at Eddy compare to your other past experiences overseas?
This particular one is near and dear to my heart because I've been able to step outside my job scope a little bit, work down at the shock trauma platoon, and just being able to get a whole feel of what war is really about. It's a lot of times as a Marine, and especially as a female, you're sitting along the sidelines and you don't get to see the big picture. And here at FOB Edinburgh, I get to see the importance of what we do.
Okay. During your time here, what was one of your hardest times?
My hardest day here was definitely on my birthday, January 19th. 53 went down, and my husband's a 53 crew chief, and although I know he's not in country, he's with the 11th MU. You know, we have friends, and the Marine Corps community is really close, so it just really scared me, and I was afraid that that maybe some of our friends, close friends, and I know some of his friends were still probably involved, but my big concern was his best friends and stuff like that, so.
Tough day on your birthday.
Understand.
Now, just for the audience sake, I'm going to say that you're about 5'2", is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, I know that you have to be really tough. I haven't seen you yell at anybody yet, but there is a little bit of a hint that you could get angry at people if they're not doing their jobs. How do you handle all that when you're looking at somebody that's 6'2" and you're telling them what to do?
Well, usually I am very mild-mannered, very calm. It takes a whole lot to get me to a point to yelling, but I don't believe that I need to yell at people. You can treat people with respect and let them know what you need to get done without doing that. Now, if I have to, I will, but it doesn't always need to come with that. It's a respect thing with rank and everything, so, and they treat me as such.
Well, I'm going to be sure not to make anybody mad, specifically the lady running the flight line.
Well, thanks.
I want to ask a historical question.
Okay.
March is Women's History Month, and we see that all over AFN, and it's You're running the flight line here. How does that make you feel as part of history right now, that a female taking control of things here on the flight line, and everything seems to be running really well?
Well, I don't really consider myself running the flight line, but I don't know. It obviously, putting on this uniform every day gives me a certain sense of pride, and I don't really consider it making history or anything of the sort. I just do my job and thank God that He allows me to do it every day. So.
Now you're going home soon. What's the first thing you want to do when you get home?
The first thing I'm going to do is probably hug my parents and my my nephews, and wait on my husband to get back from his deployment. Get his garage fixed is my first step.
So both of you are in the aviation end of things, correct?
That is correct.
So some people have cars in their driveway. Do you guys have helicopters in your driveway?
No, but if my husband had anything to do with it, we would.
It's really been a joy to speak with you and watch you do your job. I know you're out of here shortly, and it's been a lot of fun. I want to ask you one final question. Who was the biggest influence in your life that has enabled you to be successful in your career?
My biggest influence would probably definitely be my parents. They always taught me to do the right thing, and I go into my job every day, and sometimes doing the right thing's not the easiest way to go, so I keep them in the back of my mind, and I try to always make them proud.
Very good, Gunnery Sergeant Bowen. I appreciate you spending time. Wish you all the best in your future career, and have a safe day and a safe rest of your deployment.
Ah, thank you. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to meet you.
This is Jim Sperry. It's March 9th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.